You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. The conversation around how to get more students to go on to college is not a new one here in Idaho. However, the way to get students engaged in this conversation is changing. One way it's happening is through Next Steps Idaho. This is an online college readiness and career exploration resource. And joining us in studio to talk more about this are Byron Yonke and Sarah Scudder with the Idaho State Board of Education. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. Thanks for having us here.
So first question, what is Next Steps Idaho?
So Next Steps Idaho is an 8th grade through 12th grade resource for college and career preparation. It is part of the State Board of Education's package of resources with it. It was opened in 2015, and it is a portal for students, their families, for teachers, and for anyone who wants to learn about the resources that are in Idaho, everything from scholarships to exploration of careers with it. We also have two initiatives that are supported through the Next Steps website. One is called Direct Admissions, and that's where every senior in Idaho high schools receive a letter in September indicating which college or universities in Idaho that they meet the admissions requirements for. And then they are prompted to look at the resources on the Next Steps website and then use another feature, which is called Apply Idaho. And this is an online application free of charge to all 8 of Idaho's institutions. And a year ago, at the request of College of Idaho and Northwest Nazarene University, we added those. Students use their student ID numbers, answer a few questions, make some selections about which programs that they might want to study in school, and they can, finished in about 8 to 11 minutes. It's a entryway also into scholarships with it. And then for this year, we added career information resources, and those are a whole array of grade-by-grade resources that students can use and that teachers can use in school with that. And
well, I wanted to ask you, Sarah, so when it comes to how it works for students, because this starts in the 8th grade, is it basically like an online quiz? I mean, what are kids doing with this resource?
Great. Well, we have a couple different options for students. If they're working on their 8th grade plan or what we're now calling our high school learning plans, they can go onto our Career Info page and work through a set of activities either in a classroom setting or one-on-one with a counselor. And that kind of sets them up for each grade. So 8th grade, they have a number of different activities where we start to introduce them to college and career terminology, talking about, oh, hey, next year you're going to transition to 9th grade and your grades are going to be important. So what is a GPA and what does that mean? But they can also do the site from the main pages where there's different checklists that we've developed that they can go and download and do at home with their parents. Things from like, what books could I be reading over the summer to get me ready for the next school year? What kind of things can I be doing and talking about with my parents, or questions to ask my counselor to get myself ready to go down the path that I want to go down?
So is this a program that's introduced in the schools? I mean, are school counselors involved? Like, how is this getting into the hands of kids?
Well, the 8th grade learning plan or high school learning plan has been a requirement for quite some time. And school districts have created their own resources for it. What the Career Info on the Next Steps website does, it curates the information in a really easy and succinct way for schools or counselors to be able to use. It has specific activities that are done, at each grade level. It says how long it's going to take. It's really engaging with it. Sarah's outreach team, we've done to 8 different trainings across the state with counselors, and we do individual trainings at schools with it. And so it's one of those types of things we're saying, here's information that will be helpful, and we're getting great responses from it.
And Sarah, I know you and I have talked before that you can also individualize this tool for certain school districts as well, right? I mean, so it's not like a one-size-fits-all.
No, so that's the great part about our new high school learning plan activities is they were developed by our own teachers and counselors here in Idaho. So we brought a group of people in and we said, hey, you know, we want to create a statewide template that could be used in all the varieties of ways that our schools do college and career advising, whether it's advisory period, whether it's a specific class that students are taking, whether it's a counselor coming in to a variety of different subject matter classes and working with students throughout the year. And so these can be modified and changed as the needs of our state changed, but also as our schools have said, hey, this is something we need. So, for instance, we started with an activity in eighth grade where we introduced students to college and career terminology. And as we started taking this around the state, we kept hearing, well, but our seniors still need to know what those are. And so we're able to say, okay, well, let's add that activity to the 12th grade. And it's an optional activity that the schools can do. But if they feel like their students still need that college and career terminology support, they have it as an activity that they can do in 12th
grade. And is that one of the things? Like, I'm sure that you could have taken a program from somewhere else, but why build it from the ground up specific to Idaho?
Because we wanted to create something that was owned not just by the state board, but by everyone in the state, that it was a team of people coming together to help support our students. And by building it ourselves, we can go around and gather the information from what our schools need, whether they're a huge district or whether they're a tiny district with 10 seniors. What are they seeing are the needs of their students? And we can have the ability to modify and add that to our system to meet those needs.
And Byron, you mentioned that this started in 2015. So you've got a couple of years under your belt with this program. What kind of success have you seen so far?
So the career information is brand new. We launched that in September with that. But in terms of the entire website, we get lots and lots of usage, not only with people within the state, but outside of the state who are looking for Idaho schools and colleges and universities with that. Every year we have what's called a college application week or college application month for this year. And during that period of time, as students are looking at the website and using it, the Apply Idaho, and parents are looking at that, we will have hundreds of thousands of hits on that website to look at that information with it. It's really terrific. And one of the best things, as Sarah has said, is it's made in Idaho. We can adjust it whenever we need to. We can add things. We can take it out. And we really do put a lot of effort into actually asking people what they want, what they need. Mm-hmm. And we do that with students. We do that with parents. We do that with counselors and administrators. And I think that's the hallmark of the tool itself.
And what's next with this program? And big smiles.
I don't know. What's next? There's lots of things that are still being developed for this year to round out our career information resources. And we've been partnering with our Workforce Development Council to build out a lot of those new tools. So we have another career quiz that we call them now versus assessments. Assessments get kids
all
worried.
That's not a good word. Yeah.
But they're quizzes. They're quizzes. Yeah. They're interest and value quizzes. And this one is
and there's not a grade either, right?
No, there's no grade. They get to basically pick their lifestyle and then get linked to occupations here in Idaho that would support that lifestyle. So that's something that will be coming out. We're working with them on another project to develop career cards. So we'll have our own kind of occupation or career information that's very Idaho specific. So the wages that you get paid in the various parts of Idaho, what do the jobs look like over the next 10 years for different places in Idaho? Where are the programs from an Idaho college or university that I can go to get the training I need to be hired into that career?
And to be able to stay in Idaho if that's what you want to do.
Exactly.
One of the features that's used a lot now that it's called Future Finder. And we'll be launching Future Finder 2.0 here in probably a month or so. But Future Finder, you know, takes the Holland personality codes, where there used to be 168 questions with that. Mm-hmm. And we've put that into kind of a BuzzFeed type of format for for students or adults to be able to respond to, you know, two broad questions with that. And as they go through that, then at the end it gives them some careers that match the personalities that they have, their interests, their needs with it. But one of the other parts is a feature where students are able to take a career and make some choices about, you know, where they want to live, how much they want to pay for mortgage, those types of things, and try to see, would this career match my lifestyle choices? And that's a very popular feature.
So how do students and parents find this website, maybe if they haven't had access to it at school yet?
Well, that's a good question. They can get to it by going to nextsteps.idaho.gov. And we've recently held community events around the state where we've been promoting the website to our parents and students who may not have heard about it through their schools. And so
we have a website and Twitter. We're working towards Instagram, but it's a terrific resource. We're really proud of it.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking to us about it. We've been talking with Byron Yonke and Sarah Scudder with the Idaho State Board of Education, talking about this online resource called Next Steps Idaho. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. Always appreciate you joining us. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our associate producer and social media intern is Ethan Weber. Our program associate is Norm Gunning. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Thursday. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.